Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So welcome to this episode of Lantern, in which in every program we have a nice story, of course. We learned many things from that short story, inshallah. The topic of today's story is the king's idea. Once upon a time, there was a king who ruled a prosperous country. One day, he went for a trip to some distant parts of his country. When he was back at his palace, he complained that his feet were very painful because it was the first time that he went for such a long trip, and the road that he went through was very rough and stony. The king thought he had a brilliant idea. He ordered his servants to cover every road of the entire country with leather. Definitely, this would need hundreds and thousands of meters of coarse skin. This would, of course, cost a huge amount of money. Then one of his wise servants dared himself to ask the king, why do you have to spend that unnecessary amount of money? Why don't you just cut a little piece of leather to cover your feet? The king was surprised, but after giving it some thought, the king agreed to follow his servant's suggestion to make a pair of shoes for himself. There is a valuable lesson of life in this story. In order to improve the quality of our life sensibly, perhaps it's better to change ourselves, our attitudes, our heart, and not necessarily the world. Quran quote, Allah Almighty in the Quran, chapter 13, verse 11 says, "Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves."
We seek refuge from Satan the curse in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRB English Radio. Well, in this program, what we do is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to take some lessons out of these stories in order to make use of them in our daily lives. Well, the subject of our today's story is about self-struggle or self-building in accordance to our religion. You know, self is our biggest and most staunch enemy who is permanently and continuously at war with reason. By listening to the satanic whispers, he attacks the reason together with his soldiers to get it. To get it isolated and ultimately silenced so that to become the sole contender in the battlefield. His single goal is to force out God's favorite angels from the heart's kingdom and helping Satan to take over his absolute control. Naturally, defeating such a treacherous enemy is not a very easy task, but it requires determination, resistance, perseverance, and even struggle. Struggle not only for once or twice, for a few days or a few years, but continuous one till the last breath of the life, which is hard, difficult, and serious struggle. The Holy Prophet ﷺ also said in that regard, "Indeed, actions are evaluated with intentions, and man is rewarded due to his mind." So, if one sets out for jihad to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with him, one will have what is with Allah. And if one goes to the battlefronts for material benefits or spoils, one will have more than that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says, "Anyone who learns a science to attract the attention of people to himself will not scent the odor of paradise." Imam Ali alayhi salam also says, "Salvation can be obtained by sincerity alone." Imam Baqir alayhi salam also said, If a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala performs a religious duty for his sake and for the world to come, but he mixes it up with someone else's pleasure, he makes the latter a partner with Allah. All these narrations represent the significance of intention which should be devoted to pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact is that this world is God's world, not man's world. Here, one has power only over oneself. In reality, no individual or community has any power over any other individual or community. Okay, let's have a short recess and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. You're listening to Lantern from IRB English Radio, and we are talking about the concept of self-building and self-reformation in the religion of Islam. Well, another point is that it is true that self-struggle is extremely difficult and it requires resistance, perseverance, and intelligence. But anyhow, it is possible and is something absolutely necessary for human happiness. Therefore, if one decides seriously to begin it, he will certainly receive divine assistance and will succeed in his efforts. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "How good is a servant of God who struggles against the self and his passions for the sake of God's pleasure. Whoever becomes victorious over the self's whim and passions have already achieved God's pleasures. Whoever offers resistance and with humility in front of God allows the reason to control imperious self would receive the greatest blessing." Self-struggle is exactly like the armed struggle. So you see in this narration from the Holy Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the servant who controls and learns how to control the self is definitely dearer to God, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with such a servant. So self-struggle is exactly like the armed struggle. Each blow inflicted upon the enemy and every stronghold captured by enemy of soldiers makes the enemy weaker in the same proportion, so making the forces psychologically stronger and better prepared for the subsequent assaults and later victories. If we could take the first gain step towards self-refinement, then with divine assistance, we will be able to achieve absolute domination over the self. But if we run away from the battlefield against the passions and self and the self soldiers, then they will become more stronger and ultimately they would take over us and take the control over us. We ask God to guide us in a way to reform our souls and please Him with our conducts. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that we have no more time for this episode of Lantern. I really wish that you have listened to this episode passionately and you have enjoyed it. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.